All right. Thank you for doing that. And next, the third one we're going to do together is going to be a patient by the name of Frenza, F as in Frank, E-N-Z-A, first name Alexander, Alexander Frenza. So you want to know what's wrong with Frenza, right? Okay, I'll tell you. Alexander. Gosh, broke my computer. Why is it so slow? Hang on, the rest of them were going so fast. This one is slow. What can I say? Here we go. Found it. So, this 79-year-old gentleman is currently on hospice with history of colon cancer. He's 79 years old. He's been battling colon cancer for some time. His cancer has metastasized to the liver, has had numerous bouts of chemotherapy and radiation in the past few years, period. The cancer at least showed some response to the treatment, but is no longer responding to treatment, period. He's now having a pain around the clock, has developed tremendous splenomegaly, size of a football, as it states, is now having cough, shortness of breath, ascites. His wife, Monita, M-O-N-E-T-T-A, is his primary caregiver. He's has severe weakness. He's no longer able to perform ADLs and has lost weight. His weight loss is more eminent by protein and calorie malnutrition and muscle wasting, since the scale shows very little weight loss because of tremendous amount of ascites present. Again, he's in pain at all times, and is ADL dependent and bowel and bladder, becoming bowel and bladder incontinent, period. The paragraph is expected to die in the next few weeks. Hence, is hospice appropriate? Has most likely less than 6 months to live, given the size of his spleen, his ascites, and lack of response to his chemotherapy, chemo and radiation therapy in the past few weeks. Will be cared for hospice at home till passes away, and keep it will be kept as comfortable as possible. Next patient is. Hang on.